Welcome. Are you ready to take a journey with me into knowledge, enlightenment, and discovery? Then let's journey again together. This is your host, Rebecca Jernigan, and you're listening to Journeys with Rebecca.
Welcome to the show today. I have a really fabulous guest. Her name is Dr. Jerry Mills, and we're going to be talking about alternative healing, specifically Reiki. Now, more about Dr. Jerry Mills in just a few moments. There are a few things that I'd like to talk about today, but first I ask you to go to the website. Now, that's journeyswithrebecca.com. And you know, there's always a lot there on the front page. All the latest Journeys news, special events that I think are noteworthy. Oh, and don't forget, if you have missed a show, just click onto the archive page. Now, you know the archives are free of charge. Speaking of free, you can also sign up for the newsletter. Now, it's sent to you once a week in your email, and it gives you who the guests are going to be and any special information. Now, always the information you supply us is private and confidential. We never share it. Now, back to some disturbing information. It's going to go right along with our show today. And it's the time to act is now. Public, professional, and industry comments are being accepted on the FDA proposal to capture alternative procedures and products as medicine and then make them illegal. The history of these repressive attacks by the FDA makes it clear that public outcry in huge numbers is the only effective tool that natural health supporters have to change this disastrous outcome. Now, comments will be accepted until April 30th, 2007. Now, by contacting everyone you can reach to ask for their participation in the comment campaign, we can kill the assault on personal health freedom. Now, this new proposal is designed to redefine every complementary and alternative healthcare modality and product as medicine. This has direct implications on the services and products provided by every alternative healthcare professional. There is no facet of complementary and alternative healthcare that would not be affected. That means essential oils, herbs, herbal medicines, homeopathic remedies, minerals, nutritional supplements, plant enzymes, and vitamins are all going to be redefined in this proposal as medicine. So very simply, medicine is under the jurisdiction of the FDA, and by law, only licensed medical doctors may prescribe medicines. So anybody else who advises, advocates, counsels, distributes, markets, recommends, or suggests anyone use medicine is practicing medicine without a license. This is a felony in the United States and is punishable by fines and/or incarceration. So the subtle change of vocabulary from alternative health care to alternative medicine makes all of these industries subject to control by the FDA as medicine. Only medical doctors would be allowed to provide, prescribe, and supervise the delivery of these services. Now, anybody else who provided any of these services would be practicing medicines without a license. Interesting, huh? So here you go. Natural Solutions Foundation has a form letter that you can send or edit that is also listed on the website at journeyswithrebecca.com, and it's healthfreedomusa.org. And there's also going to be a link to the actual FDA docket, and that, again, is listed on the front of the website there. Important, you guys, you have until April 30th. We've got to get this information out. We've got to stop that because it would ruin everything for everyone. I can't say enough about it. Okay, and saying enough about it, let's get back to Dr. Jerry Mills. Now, not only is she a board-certified obstetrician in gynecology, she's also a veterinarian and a certified Reiki master teacher. Now, she's here today to talk to us about her book, Tapestry of Healing, where Reiki and medicine intertwine. Fabulous, fabulous book brought to you by somebody who is actually in that particular field of medicine, yet she uses alternative practices in her practice. And she is now in the state of Colorado. And she has been a veterinarian for 4 years now. We would like to welcome her to the show. So you guys do not go away. We're going to be back in just a moment with more of Dr. Jerry Mills.
For 58 years, Fate has provided true reports of the strange and unknown. Fate is a factual magazine containing articles by experts in all walks of life and by others just like you who have something dramatic, significant, and truthful to say. Keep up with the latest on all aspects of the paranormal, angels and miracles, psychic phenomena, ghosts, UFOs, and much, much more. To receive your free Fate magazine, call now, 800-728-2730, or visit our website at www.fatemag.com. That's 1-800-728-2730, or www.fatemag.com. What are you waiting for? Your fate waits.
Prince Anthony was the handsomest man in the entire kingdom.
Ma'am, am I handsome?
His fondest wish was to find a beautiful bride.
Of course, she doesn't have to be as stunning as me.
But Prince Anthony couldn't find one. Why? Well, because he never left the palace.
Being this pretty isn't easy.
He spent all day lifting weights and getting his back waxed. And trimming and grooming and tweezing and plucking.
Perfecting perfection.
Meanwhile, his less good-looking but far more charming brother Benji found a bride. So did his rather unattractive cousins and even his flat-out butt-ugly Uncle Stanley.
I don't understand it. I am way better looking.
Unfortunately, none of the women in the kingdom knew this because none of them had ever seen him.
But if they ever did.
But they didn't. So Prince Anthony spent his entire life all alone until he was old and toothless, bald and fat, saggy and rather flabby.
At least my back isn't very hairy.
You may have the best product or service in the world, but if nobody knows about it, you just have the best product or service in the world. It's called advertising, and it works. Your competitors know this. Why don't you? This message brought to you by this station, Adweek Magazine, the Radio Advertising Bureau, and the Famous Radio Ranch.
Be sure to check out Mark Kerr's Baby CD, One Drink Away from the Blues, at www.cdbaby.com. This flawless debut performance earned Mark an induction into the Blues Hall of Fame as Ambassador to the Blues for the state of Louisiana. Also, it earned him a nomination for Musician of the Year in 2006 by the Academy of Texas Music. Mark Kerr, One Drink Away from the Blues, at www.cdbaby.com.
Welcome back, and you're listening to Journeys with Rebecca. As I had told you earlier, my very special guest today is Dr. Jerry Mills, who has written a most fabulous book called Tapestry of Healing, where Reiki and medicine intertwine. But let's take a moment right now and welcome Jerry Mills to the show. How are you doing today, Jerry?
Hi, Rebecca. I'm just great.
And, you know, you can call me Becca. That's good.
Okay.
That works for me.
Okay.
Well, let's talk a little bit about, just a little bit about your background. You kind of catch us all up to speed. First of all, you are a doctor of medicine, medical doctor. You're also a veterinarian. And besides all of that, with all of your education and your schooling, you're also a Reiki master teacher. I find that absolutely to be quite an extraordinary kind of conglomerate of healing techniques and modalities that you have attained. Very interesting.
You know, I think it's all about being a healer, and throughout my life, the healing modalities that I knew about were the ones that came into my life as a little kid. I brought home orphan baby birds and bunnies and fixed them. Later, I honestly didn't know about the energy modalities. So to be a healer, I went into first veterinary medicine and then human medicine and have always been a caretaker. I did get a little hint of the energy world when I was in high school from reading science fiction fantasy novels by Miriam Zimmer Bradley and Anne McCaffrey.
Oh, my favorite.
You know, I never realized that something like that could happen on this planet, certainly not in my life, until I moved to Tucson, Arizona. And then a series of blessed coincidences put me in touch with my first teachers and made me aware ultimately that I was capable of channeling healing energy. And I began integrating those abilities into my medical practice. In fact, the first time I channeled energy was in a medical situation at University Hospital. I was taking care of a young patient, a little 15-year-old girl who was absolutely terrified and hysterical, who was in labor because I'm an OBGYN doc. And she didn't even speak English, and my Spanish is not great, so we didn't have a lot of communication. And I couldn't control her. She knew enough to ask for something for pain, but she was so frantic, she couldn't even hold still long enough to get an IV started in order to get pain medicine or the epidural that she was requesting. So I took her hand, and I began teaching her how to breathe the way that we do in Lamaze or in meditation. Now, the reason that this kind of breathing helps people to calm down is because it shifts us from our sympathetic nervous system, the place that we go when we're frightened or the place where a deer would go when she's running away from a mountain lion, into the parasympathetic nervous system where you become calm and feel safe, like a deer would feel when she's out in a field grazing. So I began doing this breathing exercise with her, and then without even thinking about it, I lapsed into a meditation I'd learned from Shakti Gawain, where I began running energy through my own body, only this day, without any conscious intent, I breathed energy into my heart, and then it went down my arm, into my hand, and into this little girl's hand. And within moments, she was calm as a Madonna, breathing through her contractions like the poster child for Lamaze. And I realized that I was doing this energy channeling stuff that I had dreamed about learning and never found a teacher for. And from that day on, I intentionally did that whenever it was necessary for my patients. And what, it was amazing, Rebecca.
What a fabulous story. And I'm sure that that little girl, even though she wasn't able to communicate verbally with you, was probably more appreciative than what you even understand. I mean, I'm sure that and Jerry, I guess I need to say this here. You know, I teach people on that breathing exercise myself because mm-hmm. it does create that physical change within the body, and that helps with the mental and the spiritual, that it just absolutely falls into place with each other. I mean, it's very cohesive. Even like I stubbed my toe, and then of course, you know, that first initial pain that jolts right to the top of your head, and the intensity of the pain, then I always take that deep breath in and I release it. I release that tension, that energy that has shot up through my body, and release it through that breathing, and then run the Reiki. And I'm going to tell you what, I have had just phenomenal results with running the energy and the breathing exercises, which is so important.
Oh, it's so important. In fact, in later years, when I simply had an office GYN practice, if a patient came in who was irritated or nervous, I would, after a few minutes of talking, if she didn't calm down, I'd say, okay, stop, we're going to breathe. And I would just teach her that exercise, and the energy in the office would completely shift, and the patient would become calm and comfortable. And I teach it at all of my workshops as well now.
That's amazing. That's absolutely amazing. And, you know, it really is something that's very near and dear to my heart. And I cannot tell you how excited I was to be able to find you and to bring onto the show for the audience a not only a medical doctor and, let's not forget, a veterinarian, to bring forth the information on Reiki and how it can work hand in hand with our very, very modern world. I mean, and we talked a little bit before we got started today about, you know, I've been doing this since 1992, you know, being Reiki, you know, a Reiki practitioner, and then going on in 1994 and becoming a Reiki master teacher. I have literally never, ever found anyone from any type of a walk of life that Reiki could not be integrated into their everyday living. That's what I think is so phenomenal about Reiki.
Yeah, it's one of my greatest joys in it, and the fact that it's so easy to teach and to learn makes it so wonderfully accessible.
Exactly. And, you know, there are many Reiki practitioners out there and many Reiki master teachers. So for those of the audience that is listening to this interview that we're having or to the show, you know, there's a ton of information on my website as to where to go to find somebody that's close to you, or maybe that you can find information on some workshops that's coming to your area, that kind of thing. Because I really do, I just can't stress enough how much I just absolutely believe in this Reiki, you know. Yeah. It's just absolutely been fabulous for me. But now,
you know, Rebecca, it's one of the energy modalities that is being introduced very quickly into many, many hospitals, again, because it's easy to have a large percentage of the staff who have learned Reiki and can integrate it into the various departments in the hospital. It's so much easier to learn than therapeutic touch and healing touch and some of the more traditional nursing methods of channeling energy.
Well, and for me, it doesn't, for those other modalities that you've talked about, because I've also taken those as well, for me there's no preparation to use Reiki. It's
right.
Just there. You know, whenever
I
want to use it.
And that makes it so much more accessible and I think more easily useful.
Absolutely. Jerry, I'm going to ask you to speak up just a little bit. I'm having a little hard time hearing you there.
Oh, I'm sorry.
Oh, no, that's okay. it's quite all right because everyone else out there can hear us just fine. Well, let's talk a little bit about I'd love for you to talk about some of your more memorable experiences with maybe some of your patients, whether they be human or otherwise,
sure.
That you have found through, you know, using just through your entire life there, going through the things that you have, which is the schooling and education. Maybe you could share some more of that with the audience, because we've got so much to share with them. Your book is absolutely fabulous. We want to get to that as well, and some of the things that they can find in your book that makes your book a little different than a lot of the Reiki books that are out there today. So I'm going to let you kind of run with it.
I would love to share stories. I think that's my greatest joy. You know, Rebecca, when I started doing energy work, I was working for an HMO at a university hospital in Tucson. This is back in the early 90s when it was not socially acceptable to bring this work out. So for a long time, I did the work without discussing it with patients. I merely asked spirit for permission. But one of the big turning points in my career as an energy worker came when spirit presented a situation where I had to come out of the closet and speak about the energy work. And that day, I was on call at the hospital, and when I came on, the usual protocol in my group was that one doctor would be on call for 24 hours continuously and take care of all the labor patients, and then we'd switch off. So I came to start my shift, and one of the patients who had been admitted about 6 hours earlier in the middle of the night was a little girl named Maria, who was in labor with her first baby. Now, Maria was about 16 years old, and I had not met her previously, but my partner admitted her. She was contracting about every 2 to 3 minutes all night, and she had apparently been 6 centimeters dilated when she was admitted at 2 in the morning. Now, normally, a patient progresses about 1 centimeter an hour, and 10 is when babies are ready to be born. Well, I went in at 8 o'clock in the morning to meet Maria, and she was absolutely exhausted. She was in tears. She was beginning to lose control. And when I examined her, I was horrified to discover that the baby was absolutely enormous. He was so big that his head had never even come to rest in her pelvis. And even though she was contracting every 2 to 3 minutes, she was no more dilated than she'd been in the middle of the night. You know, I thought this kid was going to have a C-section. But in spite of what many people think, doctors don't sharpen their knives as soon as they walk in the room. So I talked to them, to Maria and her mother and her aunt, about what we might do to make her labor progress. And the traditional medical care would be to use a medication called Pitocin to make the contractions a bit stronger and more regular, just in case her contractions hadn't really been strong enough to get this baby delivered. And I also suggested that we give her some pain medicine because she was already exhausted. And relaxation will also sometimes help a labor to progress. But she looked at me, and as exhausted as she was adamant about not having any kind of intervention. She had gone through Lamaze class, and she was determined to have natural childbirth. Well, you know, Rebecca, I didn't think she was going to have a vaginal delivery at all. But I couldn't force the child to do anything. She chose not to. And at that point, there was only one other thing that I could offer her. So sort of taking my courage in my hand and after a big deep breath and praying that I wouldn't lose my job for doing this non-traditional thing in the hospital, I turned to Maria and I said, well, I do this thing called Reiki. It's an ancient healing art, and the only thing I can guarantee is that it won't cause any harm, but it might help you to relax and help control your pain. And at that, she got a radiant smile on her face, and she said, oh, yes, when I was little, my grandma used to do hands-on healing work with me. I'd love for you to take the pain away with your hands.
Oh, my gosh.
So I stepped behind the head of the bed, and I put my hands up to her temples. And within seconds, she took a big, deep breath, and her body just seemed to melt into the bed as she completely relaxed. And I proceeded to give her my first complete open Reiki treatment in the hospital. And at the end of about half an hour, she was resting comfortably, holding her mother's hand and her aunt's hand, and breathing through the contractions. And very shortly, she was fully dilated. And after pushing for only 45 minutes, normally when someone has their first baby, they push for about 2 hours. But Maria pushed for 45 minutes, and without even needing an episiotomy, she delivered a 10-pound, 12-ounce baby.
Oh, my. Oh, my gosh.
After that, I realized that the Reiki was just too important to keep a secret, and I began offering treatments to every single labor and surgery patient I took care of. And, Rebecca, I began to see miracles happen. Women were sleeping through the first half of labor, which is a time when normally they're in a lot of discomfort, but we can't give any drugs because the drugs could stop their labor. And with Reiki, they slept through the labor, and their labor seemed to progress more rapidly than patients who did not receive Reiki. Some patients slept all the way through their labor until it was time to push with only my hands for pain control. Some women who had had C-sections for 7- and 8-pound babies who were trying to have vaginal deliveries had Reiki treatments in labor, and I remember one who had a section for a 7-pound baby that was supposed to be too small. After a Reiki treatment, she had a vaginal delivery of a 10-pound baby.
Jerry, hang on, we'll be right back with more of your wonderful stories in just a moment.
Hi, this is Rebecca. This is the place where your journey begins. Is your career or business headed in the right direction? Is your love life all it can be, or is it missing something? Perhaps you're still looking for that someone special. And those closest to you, will what they do influence or affect you? For truthful, accurate, and compassionate answers to your unique life's journey, contact me by calling 1-888-958-2768 to schedule your personal and private reading. Where will your life's journey take you?
Don't forget to find out where your life's journey will lead you. Call Rebecca to set up your personal and private reading at 1-888-958-2768. That's 1-888-958-2768.
Hey, I'm Bonnie Raitt. Remember how excited you were as a kid to go back to school at the end of the summer? Seeing old friends, making new ones, getting new books and a new locker, a clean slate. And music class, that special room where you went to sing and perform with your friends and learn all sorts of interesting stuff about great composers and instruments and different kinds of music. We remember our music teachers because they were so passionate about helping us learn to love music. They help spark a love for listening to notes and voices and rhythms that continues to enrich our lives even today. Know what? I bet your kids feel the same way about music class. Ask them and make sure they get involved with music in school this year.
A back-to-school PSA brought to you by MENC, the National Association for Music Education, Gibson Guitar, Baldwin Piano, and this station. Music, it wires the brain for learning.
Welcome back, and you're listening to Journeys with Rebecca. We are here with my very special guest, Jerry Mills, medical doctor, a veterinarian, and also a Reiki master teacher, written the book called Tapestry of Healing, where Reiki and medicine intertwine. And in the last segment, Jerry, you were telling the audience on these wonderful stories about, I guess I need to specify for those that are just now tuning in that you're actually an OBGYN doctor, and you were sharing with us some very interesting stories about two of the gals that you assisted by using Reiki while they were actually having giving birth to their children. And your statement that you made in regards to, you know, openly using it for the first time with the last little gal you was telling us about, I know that had to have been a huge leap of faith for you, because we unfortunately live in a society that is pretty judgmental about things that are not traditional. But I guess what I'd like to say at this point is that, you know, Reiki used to be the tradition, you know, eons ago, before modern medicine. So I think this is just a fabulous time in everyone's life to be able to understand that you can use both traditional and non-traditional medicines, and they work very, very well together. You know, and talking back about getting back to the fact that you're an OBGYN doctor, but you've also treated other people for other things. And I think right now I'd like to let you go ahead and maybe tell some of those wonderful stories, knowing that these are actually events that have taken place in your life.
Thank you. You know, right now I no longer have a practice, and I'm working both lecturing and teaching and working with a lot of cancer patients. And there are so many places where this type of work is perfect for cancer patients. When somebody first receives a diagnosis of cancer or some other serious life-threatening disease, the first thing that happens is that they're terrified. They get this huge knot of fear in their throat, and often they can't even listen to people telling them their options. They can't make plans. They just ball up in a knot of fear. And what I've heard from many cancer patients I work with, as well as from friends who are both Reiki masters and cancer survivors themselves, is that the first thing that Reiki did was dissolve that knot of fear so that they could get in touch with their feelings, listen to their options, and make decisions, whatever decisions are right for that person. Should someone choose to have traditional Western medical treatment, Rebecca, Reiki becomes invaluable in every situation. Patients, when they first receive treatment, are usually getting either surgery or chemotherapy or radiation, and all of these modalities initially make the patient feel worse. And Reiki is so helpful in terms of getting rid of the pain after surgery and accelerating the healing process, but also for chemotherapy patients, it dramatically decreases the nausea and vomiting and side effects. And with radiation patients, we can also decrease side effects. In fact, I heard a story that was shared by a friend of mine, David, who is also a Reiki master. He's also a Tai Chi and a Qigong instructor. And for many years, he taught a little, not a Reiki exercise, but a little energy exercise that I teach in my Reiki classes, where he would teach his Qigong students to make a little ball of energy between their hands. And he did that just as an exercise so that they could learn how to feel energy. But he was doing that in class one day with a group of cancer patients, and this little 70-year-old lady who was undergoing treatment for head and neck cancer looked at him and she said, "Well, now that I have it, what do I do with it?" He said, "You know, I never thought of it." She caught me off guard, and I didn't want to sound stupid, so I just sort of pulled it out of my back pocket. I said, "Well, why don't you take the energy ball you made and put it on your face and neck where you're getting your radiation therapy? Maybe you'll have fewer side effects." Well, the old lady thought David knew what he was talking about. She said, "Okay, how many times a day should I do it?" He goes, "Well," I just said, "well, how about 5 or 6? And she took him at face value. She began doing this procedure, putting these energy balls on her face and neck several times a day. And she suddenly no longer needed pain medicine. The blisters and the burns that she'd be getting from radiation healed up. And the rawness in her throat, that's also a side effect of radiation, began to improve so that she could eat better. And she was feeling wonderful. She totally believed in what she was doing. And then it was time for her last treatment, and the doctors came to her and they said, "Well, we're really sorry, but if we're going to save your life, this last treatment is going to be twice as much radiation as the others, and we know you'll have terrible side effects, and you'll probably have rather severe burns on your face and neck and blistering and a tremendous amount of pain, but we have to do this to save you. Well, this lady had such confidence in what she was doing, she just smiled at the doctors, and she doubled her treatment. So she began putting energy balls on her face and neck 12 times a day instead of 5 times a day. And, you know, the doctors were baffled. This lady went through treatment, got a slight sunburn, but had no other side effects. They were so baffled that they actually recalibrated their equipment to make sure she had received the appropriate dose, which, of course, she had. And about a year later, she showed up in one of David's Tai Chi classes, walked up to him, threw her arms around him, gave him a big hug, and said, "Thank you for changing my life." And since then, I've taught this technique to all of the cancer patients I work with, found it to be tremendously effective.
Well, when I was reading that part, by the way, in your book, because that's part of your book, that story, that was absolutely fabulous, and it's something that, as I read it, it just absolutely jumped out at me. And so it's something that I do classes every Monday night. And I should say not classes. I have a healing circle that I do every Monday night. And so I bring all the Reiki practitioners and people that would like to experience Reiki. They all come in. So we've been incorporating this little technique that you have shared with everyone and David shared with everyone. And I'm going to tell you, we've already had some results, and I would love to keep in contact with you about some of the things that's actually happened because of that little story that you told. It was absolutely fabulous. You know, it's amazing little thing. So, you know, spirit does move in divine ways,
Good.
And that was just one of them.
Yeah, I've heard from so many people who read that article. It also appeared in some newspapers in California and some journals. And I've heard from people all over the country who immediately began teaching that to patients who did not have Reiki in their hands, and suddenly they were coping better with their treatment and they were feeling empowered. And that's what this is about. So teaching Reiki is also a wonderful gift because it can be taught so easily, and it's another way that we can give cancer patients back their power.
Absolutely. And hang on, you guys. We're going to be right back with more Jerry and Tapestry of Healing in just a moment.
I'm getting a catcher's mitt.
I'm getting ice skates.
I'm getting a jigsaw puzzle.
I'm getting dying coral reefs.
A blue bicycle.
A walkie-talkie.
I'm getting a severe drought.
Cool block skateboard.
I'm getting melted ice caps.
A killer heat wave.
A shrinking glacier.
I'm getting a devastating flood.
Adults are generous. We're even giving kids global warming. But it's not too late. We can still reduce greenhouse gas pollution. Go to fightglobalwarming.com. Brought to you by Environmental Defense, the Robertson Foundation, and the Ad Council.
For 58 years, Fate has provided true reports of the strange and unknown. Fate is a factual magazine containing articles by experts in all walks of life and by others just like you who have something dramatic, significant, and truthful to say. Keep up with the latest on all aspects of the paranormal, angels and miracles, psychic phenomena, ghosts, UFOs, and much, much more. To receive your free Fate magazine, call now, 800-728-2730, or visit our website at www.fatemag.com. That's 1-800-728-2730, or www.fatemag.com. What are you waiting for? Your fate waits.
Welcome back, and you're listening to Journeys with Rebecca. We're going to change it up just a little bit and change of pace with the music. We are here with a very special guest, Dr. Jerry Mills, has written a book called Tapestry of Healing. And Jerry, in the last segment, we were talking about Reiki with either cancer patients or those that have been diagnosed with some very severe or what some people would consider terminal illnesses. And you were sharing some wonderful stories about, especially that little lady. I just love that little old lady. She was a great story, by the way.
Thank you.
And I know that you have some more that you would like to share with us, and I know I have a few things that I would like to share, too, with the audience. But let's go ahead, and why don't you continue on with some of that information for everyone out there.
Thanks, Rebecca. There was one other point that I think is really important and I wanted to make, talking about terminally ill patients. One of the greatest tragedies that we see is that when somebody is in a lot of pain at the end of life, their loved ones are so frightened of hurting them that they pull back. And often the person who is ill or dying seems to be alone well before they die. It's as if everybody disconnected from them, and that's such a tragedy. And one of the places where Reiki can make a huge difference is here. If the family members learn Reiki, then instead of pulling back and being afraid to touch their loved one, they suddenly have a reason to reach out and touch, both to comfort and to actually relieve pain. And I think one of the greatest values of Reiki in this situation is maintaining that loving connection between people with a loved one who has not yet passed over but who is very ill. One of my favorite stories comes from another one of my students who is also a friend of mine out at the barn where I board my horse, and I taught Alice Reiki. She used it on her animals but never used it on herself for 2 years after her class, and then her mother developed a terminal malignancy. And Alice was talking to me one day and she says, "You know, Jerry, my mom and I were really close, but at the end she was in so much pain, she was on morphine, and I couldn't even talk to her anymore. And the last few times I was with her, she was just laying there, and the morphine wasn't helping, and you could see that her face was uncomfortable, and she was breathing hard like she was really in a lot of pain. And I thought, gee, I wonder if my Reiki still works." Alice says, "I put my hands on my mom, and I couldn't quite remember what to do, so I just thought of white light. And all of a sudden, my hands got hot, and within a few seconds, my mom's breathing slowed down, and she seemed to relax, and her face looked comfortable, and she drifted off to sleep. And I realized that I was able to help my mom, to give her something that none of my brothers and sisters could do." And, you know, that's such a special gift for people at the end, and something that I really like to stress when I'm teaching Reiki classes.
Well, you know, I'm going to just follow up with a little thing there with that. You know, people traditionally, when a loved one, such as the story that you just told us, you know, they're sick, they're in pain, a lot of times those who are, you know, are with that person, they become very fearful, and that fear of either hurting them, or they know that their parent or loved one is not doing well, and they become frightened and they can't handle their own feelings of this person may not make it. So there's that fear that comes in, and that's where Reiki can really help the person that is assisting or is you know, watching a loved one go through the end times, if you will, of that person's physical life. And Reiki can help the person that stays behind if the other person passes.
It certainly can.
And so it's a win-win situation.
Mm-hmm.
And, you know, real quickly, I told you I had a little story I wanted to tell you. It was about a man that I assisted that had liver cancer. Now, he had been diagnosed for quite a while, and he had been under the radiation, the chemo, all of that. And his daughter came to me. She used to come to me, and she knew I was a Reiki practitioner, so she asked me if I would come over and give her dad some treatments because his medicine was making him sick. He was still in a lot of pain. So I went over every day every week, was once a week for months, assisting him. Now, at this point, the doctors had given him 3 weeks to live. So for months later, I went over for a period of like 3.5 months, once a week, and gave this man a treatment. He no longer needed any pain medication. He actually ended up living an additional 3 years.
Wow.
She called me when he passed, and she said, "You know, the cancer wasn't necessarily cured, but it was stopped, and it was absolutely regressed." And he actually had the last 3 years of his life. He was able to do all those things that he wanted to do that he didn't do when he was younger. And she says, "And I want to thank you for giving my dad those 3 years of his life."
What a tremendous blessing.
And I was like, you know, I mean, I just started bawling like a little baby.
Yeah.
You know, and I was like, you know, that's what this is about. It's not about us changing the inevitable, which we all are going to pass. It's about the quality of life, and Reiki can certainly assist in the quality of life, regardless of what we're talking about, whether it's delivering babies or getting over cancer or, you know, having broken bones or whatever the case may be.
It's also wonderful for ADHD and Tourette's kids.
Yes.
And for people with chronic depression and anxiety disorders, Reiki is as effective, I believe, as many of the medications, often more effective, and without the side effects that the medications would present.
And I have to agree 110% with that, Jerry. Honestly,
you know,
I do.
I would never tell someone to just stop their meds because
dangerous. No.
But I believe learning Reiki or a similar technique may give them the opportunity to eventually, under a doctor's care, wean off of medication and certainly improve the quality of their life, whether they're on the meds or not.
Absolutely. And, you know, one of the things I want to quickly mention, we're just about out of time, is that Reiki can also enhance medications that a patient is on. So it helps it to become more effective for that person as well. I've seen that a lot through the years where a person is on medication. But you guys, don't go away, because we're going to be back with more of Dr. Jerry Mills, Tapestry of Healing, and the wonderful, wonderful energy of Reiki. For 58 years, Fate has provided true reports of the strange and unknown. Fate is a factual magazine containing articles by experts in all walks of life and by others just like you who have something dynamic, significant, and truthful to say. Keep up with the latest on all aspects of the paranormal, angels and miracles, psychic phenomena, ghosts, UFOs, and much, much more. To receive your free Fate magazine, call now 1-800-728-2730 or visit the website at www.fatemag.com. Again, the number is 1-800-728-2730. What are you waiting for? Your fate awaits.
Be sure to check out Mark Kerr's debut CD, One Drink Away from the Blues, at www.cdbaby.com. This flawless debut performance earned Mark an induction into the Blues Hall of Fame as Ambassador to the Blues for the state of Louisiana. Also, it earned him a nomination for Musician of the Year in 2006 by the Academy of Texas Music. Mark Kerr, One Drink Away from the Blues, at www.cdbaby.com.
Hush, little baby, don't say a word. Papa's gonna buy you a mockingbird.
The greatest gift a dad can give his kids isn't something he can buy. It's something priceless. Time. Every minute a dad spends with his children can make a huge difference in their lives. Give the gift of yourself. It takes a man to be a dad. A message from the National Fatherhood Initiative and the Ad Council. Call 1-800-790-DADS for information.
Welcome back, and you're listening to Journeys with Rebecca. We are here with Dr. Jerry Mills, who has written a book called Tapestry of Healing. And we've gotten on the subject of Reiki, and there's so much information out there for all of you that before we forget, as we get caught up, I want you guys to get a piece of paper and pencil for all of those who are listening and write down this website. And it is on the World Wide Web, tapestryofhealing.com. That's where you can get all the information on the articles, on the publications, Dr. Mills and others who have contributed to it. But it's also the place, and the only place at this time, where you can get a copy of the book by the same name, Tapestry of Healing. And for those of you who are listening, if you didn't have a pencil and paper available, you can always go to my website. The link there will be active, and it will take you directly to the tapestryofhealing.com website. You know, Jerry, we've just had some wonderful, wonderful, you have shared so many wonderful stories. And I first of all, I commend you for, you know, taking that step forward that Spirit instructed you to take, that step forward with that one little gal when you were still in your OBGYN practice of openly using Reiki. And I know that you have some wonderful opportunities that have been presented to you to bring forward the Reiki into our everyday world. And I'd love for you at this time to kind of share with everyone a little bit about your professional direction in regards to the Reiki, other than just the book.
Thanks, Rebecca. I've really been blessed. When I first started doing Reiki in the hospital, I was invited to talk to the college at the College of Nursing at the University of Arizona. And for a long time, my only public teaching was through newspaper and magazine articles and later my book. But in the last year, doors are opening and I'm finally being able to go out and be a bridge. I've spoken at community hospitals in Ohio, and then at the Cleveland Clinic, which is a huge medical facility. I was just thrilled to be invited to speak to their integrative medicine department a couple of months ago. And then later that same day, I taught a workshop at Ursuline College in Cleveland. And I just feel so honored to be able to bring this information out into the medical community and into educational organizations. People are becoming more open, and I believe that with my dual background, I can help them to understand how we can integrate Reiki and other forms of energy work into the practices. And another place that I've focused when talking to medical people is how to design some of the research, because they need to understand that Reiki is not just another drug, and it can't be tested in exactly the same way. And yet, one of the reasons that the medical community is apprehensive about some of the energy modalities is that we don't have formal research. So we need to design studies that are effective and appropriate for our modality. And that's something that's happening. Cleveland Clinic has two NIH-funded studies going on right now. The NIH National Institute of Health has funded Reiki studies in California dealing with cocaine babies in the intensive care nursery. There was a huge study that just finished also in California where distance healing and Reiki were used for patients with glioblastoma, a form of brain cancer. And hopefully we'll begin to see printed results of that study within the next 6 months. So we're really coming into an exciting time, Rebecca, for bringing Reiki and other forms of energy medicine into the mainstream and helping people to understand how we can integrate Eastern and Western medicine, taking the best of both modalities to really create the most holistic and effective form of healing for each individual patient. And that's why I feel I'm on the planet right now.
Well, I think one of the keys here is that any therapy, I don't care what kind of therapy it is, it does need to be individualized.
Absolutely.
Because everyone reacts differently to either medicines or to Reiki, and it is about treating the individual, not treating, it's not putting everyone into a little compartment.
No.
That,
and
well,
that's
you have
an
this
unfortunate
and
thing that we've seen,
yeah,
in this HMO world. But as a physician, I felt most of my job was being an educator and letting people choose what was the best option for them. And I think that's where we need to go as practitioners as well.
I do too. I think it's time for the people to empower themselves by being in touch with their own bodies and not let somebody else tell them for their own body what is the right thing for them.
Right. And
because
what
that
are the
power
choices for their lifestyle as well.
Exactly. Exactly. Now, before we run out of time here, why don't you go ahead and give everyone the information that they need about your website, about how to contact you, and any other pertinent information that you'd like to share with the audience this time, Dr. Mills.
Thank you. Well, as I mentioned, I am on the lecture circuit these days speaking at large conferences, and I'm available to speak at any hospital or university or any other group that would like to bring me in to do some teaching. I can always be reached through my website, which is tapestryofhealing.com. My email address is Jerry, J-E-R-I, at tapestryofhealing.com. Or I can be reached by phone at 970
562-0058. And my book is also available through the website, or it can be special ordered from any independent bookstore or health food store. And they, again, can be directed to contact my website if they would like to stock the book in their stores, which is happening more and more right now. In fact, we're part of the curriculum at the University of Minnesota, have been for about a year.
Oh, you're kidding.
Yeah.
Oh, that is wonderful news. Oh, my goodness, oh, my goodness. That just gave me the best willies in the world, Jerry. When you said that. I was like, oh, good. And it's just, you know, I just feel like that this is a whole movement of certainly it's a positive movement towards the Western world here, that we are certainly open now, or becoming more open to things that may work just as effectively, if not better, for the patient. And I think that's the key here.
Right.
Is absolutely. And, you know, Dr. Mills, I can't tell you how much I appreciate everything that you have said and shared with us today. I look forward to having an update with you at some time in the future. But until then, thank you so much for being a guest on this show today.
Thank you, Rebecca.
Hi, this is Rebecca. You know, it's easy to keep up with all the latest Journeys news, my upcoming guests. Just sign up to receive the Journeys newsletter. It's free, and you will never receive any junk mail. Your email is never sold or distributed. So keep up to date the easy way. Just log on to my website, journeyswithrebecca.com, and at the bottom of the main page, you'll see the box. Type in your email address, and you're done. And once a week or so, you'll receive all the latest Journeys news. Own the DVDs that Hollywood producers don't want you to see. ISPR investigates The Comedy Store, and ISPR investigates Crest Hill Mansion, both featuring well-known psychics Derek Acora, Peter James, and Linda McKenzie, showcasing their psi abilities interacting with earthbound entities in full, raw, and uncensored ISPR investigative footage from 1999. The new ISPR DVDs are available at journeyswithrebecca.com and makes the perfect gift for yourself or the paranormal enthusiast on your list.
Close your eyes for a moment. Now imagine you're away from it all. Beside a crystal clear mountain stream, the cool grass crunches underfoot. Take a deep breath and drink in the sound of water cascading over the stones as birds call out from above. A real paradise like this isn't easy to come by, but it does still exist. And with your help, places like this one can last forever. You see, the Nature Conservancy works locally with communities, businesses, and people like you to preserve the most precious natural places around the world. They protect the animals that live there, the plants that grow there, and even the water. That way, this beautiful place will be beautiful forever. And we'll make sure that closing your eyes will never be the only way to get there. I'm Paul Newman. Help the Nature Conservancy save the last great places.
Visit the Nature Conservancy at nature.org. That's nature.org.
Journeys with Rebecca is sponsored by Fate Magazine, providing true accounts of the strange and unknown for over 58 years. To receive your free copy of Fate Magazine, call 800-728-2730 or log on to fatemag.com.
I'd like to thank my guests tonight for sharing their wonderful information and knowledge with us. And a special thanks goes out to you, the listeners. Now, you know, the guests I have on air are given the opportunity to share their viewpoints or ideas. Now, you and I have the opportunity of choice in regards to those ideas or viewpoints. Be sure to check in next week for more enlightening educational talk and discoveries. This is Rebecca of Journeys with Rebecca. Until we meet again, where will your life's journey take you? Many blessings and good night.